bigger than when the Celtics got Garnett and Allen and Pierce. I just think that this is going to make for some great theater down on South Beach.
Sports marketing exec Robert Tuchman says each game will be more than watching great basketball. It'll be an event attended by celebs from around the country. Meanwhile, LeBron James is giving South Florida a boost already. The reservations team at the Fountain Blue on Miami Beach say they're getting asked about packages that include heat tickets. Meanwhile, Prime 112 says athletes, sportscasters, and regular diners want to know if they'll still be able to get tables at the South Beach restaurant, bracing for even more popularity with celebrities. Real estate agents say James' move drove up the price of at least one condo near the AAA, and homebuyers want heat tickets as part of that deal. And a billboard that's dominated Cleveland's skyline for years removed yesterday in the wake of the superstar signing here in Miami. Workers dismantling a 10-story tall image of James on a mural downtown.
The decision was just a slap in the face, I think, for Cleveland. To watch that and be hopeful why he had to make it that public, I think that was just hard for all of us.
Pedestrians stopped to take photos and cars pulled to the side for one last look at number 23 as strips of the image of James began coming off the billboard. And Lakers star Derek Fisher might be headed to the Heat also. Fisher met with team president Pat Riley yesterday. Fisher has been part of all five Los Angeles Lakers championships in the Kobe Bryant era, four of them as a starter. After the Lakers won their second straight title last month, Fisher said he would return to L.A., but after he reportedly received a $2.5 million offer for next season, he listened to other possibilities, including the chance to play in Miami. And of course, for everything Dream Team and the Miami Heat, stay tuned right here to News Radio 610 WIOD and WIOD.com. Police in the Bahamas have reportedly caught the teenage U.S. fugitive known as the Barefoot Bandit. A police official says 19-year-old Colton Harris Moore was arrested early this morning on Eleuthera. Island police have been searching for the fugitive since he crash-landed a stolen plane on nearby Great Abaco Island a week ago. He's been on the run from American law enforcement officials since escaping from a Washington State halfway house back in 2008. A fight at a convenience store in Homestead turning deadly after one of the people involved was struck by a car. 31-year-old Daniel Martinez was struck by the car as he fled the scene while riding his bike on Southwest 287th Street and Southwest 152nd Avenue. Police are calling the death a homicide, not an accident. New York Yankees say longtime public address announcer Bob Shepard has died. His impeccable introductions of stars from Joe DiMaggio to Derek Jeter earned him the nickname "The Voice of God." Shepard, who last worked at Yankee Stadium in 2007, was believed to be 99 years old. Next update at 12:30. I'm Randy Lantz, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Now more than ever during these troubled times, people in this community need your help. Together with the Salvation Army, you can help these people by donating your old car or boat and receive a tax deduction. You don't have to do anything but call or go online, and the Salvation Army will pick up your vehicle free of charge. It'll finally be out of your driveway and in the hands of someone who really needs it. Donate your old car or boat to the Salvation Army today. To schedule a pickup, click online, fortlauderdale.satruck.org, or call 954-463-20.
Do you suffer from diabetic mellitus type 2? If you're a male and between 30 and 65 years old and have obese or overweight type 2 diabetes, Sotero Research is looking for you to participate in clinical research studies testing investigational medicines for diabetes. Qualifying participants can receive up to $1,350 upon completion of studies. For more information, call Sotero Research at 1-888-274-5544. That's 1-888-274-5544.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorney Eric Glazer and attorney Christy Phillips. I'm the only one in the room without an ESQ at the end of my name. Give us a call if you'd like to be a part of the show today. 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for an AT&T wireless customers. Or if you're shy and don't feel like being on the radio, you can always email us at condocraze@wiod.com. Make sure to check out the brand new website for the show, condocrazeandhoas.com. Find out everything you need to know about the show. Write in your questions and comments, and also visit our sponsors' links. Well, last week, you know, we thought it was going to be slow. It was the 4th of July. We didn't have a guest on for the first time in 3 weeks, and we figured we could phone our part in from the beach, or at least Christy could, and we were wrong. I mean, the phones were just lit up the whole time. People were, they were angry. They were dazed and confused, if you will, about all the new laws, and everybody wants answers. What's up?
Yeah, they do want to know when things are going to start turning around, Jerry. But hey, obviously, since last week, things have started turning around here. Just in a few days. I mean, after all, the king, LeBron James, is coming to the Miami Heat to save us all. But the question is, and there's been a lot of articles in the paper about this, where's the king going to live? Is it going to be in a condo or a private home? And if you read closely, it looks like there's a pretty good shot that it's going to be in a condominium somewhere in South Florida. So, in the spirit of this show, I created a top 10 list for the reasons why LeBron James should not move to a condo in Miami. Again, top 10 reasons why LeBron James should not move to a condo in Miami. And here they are. Number 10, average condo ceiling height, only 6.5 feet.
Number 9, if he stops paying assessments, he can't use a condo basketball court.
Number 8, condo rules prohibit dunking in your unit.
Number 7, good luck finding two all-star Mahjong players to team up with.
Number 6, can't go to board meetings the same night as a game.
Number 5 is average condo pool depth is only 5 feet.
Yeah. Lots of sunburn.
Yeah,
from
that,
his knees
yeah,
up. Right. Number 4, impossible finding spots in a condo for 12 cars.
Number 3, Wade and Bosch hate those long lines at the security gate.
Number 2, parties at the pool are limited to only 300 guests, and that would leave out a lot of his friends,
and
his new friends.
The number one reason why LeBron James should not move to a condo in Miami Beach is all those angry transplanted New York Knicks fans he would now have to live with.
Are you saying there's a lot of New Yorkers down here,
they
Eric?
They sure are. All right, not bad. You know, Letterman makes a lot of money doing things just
yeah,
like
he
that.
Does.
So, you know, it's worth a shot. All right, back to reality. We kind of ended last week's show with me taking the position that unless unemployment gets better around here, the real estate market down here is going to remain dead. Because the only way it picks up is if the middle class can afford to start buying and selling homes. And as a matter of fact, do you remember one show a couple of months ago where we were speaking about the fact that there's a bunch of jobs that have been lost, but because of technology, they may never be coming back?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, there was a front page story.
A lot of them right here.
Exactly right. There's a front page story on Yahoo the other day that said 7.9 million jobs were lost during the recession, and those jobs have been lost forever. And many of the jobs were in industries that aren't likely to recover their former strength. And, for example, look at home building. They lost about 1 million jobs. And finance and real estate sector, they lost more than 1 million jobs as well.
And, you know, the number of new workers entering the workforce each month, they said, it was a study, I believe, right, that we talked about last week, yep, 150,000. Yep. So just for the unemployment numbers to stay the same, the workforce has to create 150,000 more jobs every month.
Every month. Just
that's not going to happen.
Of course not.
Again, bring Vegas to Miami.
Yeah, right. You know, create jobs.
You know what, still,
line.
I don't think it'll hit that 150,000.
Well, that's a nationwide figure, but but it's a devastating figure. How about this figure? It would take the creation of 10.6 million jobs immediately, right now, for the same percentage of the population to be working as was the case just 3 years ago. 10.6 million.
And the craziest part is, I mean, not only do I laugh when I hear about the unemployment figures and that, you know, everybody's saying they're steadying out, but I think it's almost silly when you start to hear people talk about the real estate market picking up. I believe the stats were nearly one half of the homes sold in Broward County were either in foreclosure, short sale, whatnot. I mean, you drive down the street in any road, Victoria Park, you know, downtown Fort Lauderdale, downtown Miami, and you see all the foreclosure signs or the short sale.
Seems to me like it was a little more than half. It was like 54% some outrageous number like that. You know, people are buying and selling their homes because times are good. Now, there's nothing but distress sales out there where people are being forced to give away their homes.
Right.
You know, there's, I mean,
free market isn't at work here.
I think if you go look at 10 homes, eight of them are going to be,
of course,
you know, in some form of distress.
Right, so.
And the craziest part is, though, the banks aren't willing to negotiate that much. It's insane to me because I know I've looked at a couple short sales and they're not willing to step back and say, okay, let me get rid of this property and try to go forward. But also the fact of the interest rates at 4%. I mean, money is dirt cheap. The market is stagnant and nobody's buying even at a 4% interest rate.
That's right. Right. Even with ridiculously low interest rates, things are not moving. But, you know, as you know, you can make buy and sell numbers and even new laws look good, but, you know, even when they're bad. But it's all in the presentation and how it's wrapped up. But here at Condo Craze, it's obvious that our listeners understand. You got to look under the wrapping. Tell us in your own words what you think about the new laws or the silly, phony statistics that the housing market is really starting to pick up down here. And in case you guys haven't figured it out by now, we get a lot of our information from people who, quite frankly, have their own agenda, people who want you to think that the real estate market is great, or people who want you to think that unemployment is under control. But let us know what you guys think today. Again, 866-610-NEWS. How about this question? Will LeBron James single-handedly save downtown Miami real estate market?
No.
As some realtors are actually being silly enough to suggest, I say otherwise.
Not unless he decides to buy a whole bunch of the condos.
Right.
And,
if he buys a couple buildings, maybe.
Right. You know, there's
one for him, one for Wade, one for Bob. Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
But, you know, I actually heard one of the rumors last week before, you know, everything came to fruition. One of the rumors was that he was looking at a house in Coral Gables.
Smart man.
Right. You know. I think Riley also owns a very expensive house somewhere in Gables Estates or something like that. So I think they'd be neighbors.
I wouldn't know. I've never been invited over.
You're right.
Let's go to the phones before we go to break. It's Richard in Hallandale. Hi, Richard. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Richard. Good morning.
I have a question. We have yearly rentals allowed in our condominium. And one of our restrictions with the yearly rentals is that the owner cannot use the unit while he rents it for the year, which we, as a rule, we don't have any problems with. Another problem we have is we have people who try to rent by the week, which is against our documents. And I have asked the management for us to be able to ask for driver's license and ID when someone is coming to stay in a unit when the owner isn't here. And
Rich, are you on the board?
Yes.
Okay.
And I sort of got rebuffed this week. We have one particular unit that's driving us crazy. He rents by the week, by 2 weeks, and we know it, and he knows we know it, and he's defying us.
Okay.
He says these are all people from an organization that he belongs to.
Okay.
A local organization. A
couple of things. We gotta talk fast before we actually do go to a break. But
I just want to know, it's very simple. Do we have the right to ask when someone's coming in to stay in our building, do we have the right for our security to ask them for their driver's license and identification if they're going to be here without the owner of the unit actually being here?
No question about it that seems like a reasonable rule and regulation as long as it's applied uniformly. Do you agree, Christy?
I would completely agree. Just make sure the board can have a meeting and actually do a 14-day notice to all unit owners, and you can make rules and regulations some kind of form that people need to fill out if they're going to stay there longer than 2 nights. Stuff like that, depending on what your bylaws say, but a lot of associations do that for security reasons, not only just who's in the building, but if there's a fire, if there's a health hazard, something that they need to get everybody out quickly, they know who's there.
And if a owner continuously violates the rules regarding rentals and he keeps renting units out by the day, the week, the month, and you know that might happen more and more in the downtown Miami area for people that are flying in for a game or two now. You know, that's what we hear. There are things you can do to prevent owners from doing that, such as suing them in an arbitration case, getting an injunction prohibiting them from doing that in the future. And if and when they lose, they're going to wind up not only being restricted from renting out the units in violation of the docs, but they're going to wind up paying the association back their attorney's fees and court costs. So there's also one more point that I wanted to mention, Richard. The Florida statutes already contain a provision in there that says once an owner rents out his unit, that owner loses his rights to use the common areas and common facilities.
Huh? Thank you so much.
You got it, Richard. Good luck.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Richard. If you would like to be a part of the show today, give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can email the show at condocraze@wiod.com. John, I see you sitting there on hold. We'll be right back to you on Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
I'm Jimmy Cefalo for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants. Hey, you've been living with chronic pain for a long time. You've got arthritis, spinal stenosis, sciatica. Why live with pain any longer? Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants in Broward County has been treating patients in pain since 1996. Dr. Fox, Dr. Ozaktai, both wonderful physicians who have this specialty that's incredible. So my suggestion, if you've got that kind of pain, see them. 954-720-3188 for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants.
The following is a paid advertisement.
As efforts continue to stop the Deepwater Horizon oil spill and remedy its impact on the Gulf region, Americans are asking questions about offshore energy production. Can it be conducted safely? How much does offshore drilling contribute to our energy security? How vital is it to the Gulf region? The people of America's oil and natural gas industry are committed to safe operations. That's why we've created four expert task forces to review offshore equipment, procedures, control at the wellhead, and spill response. Where improvements are needed, we will make them. The reality is that demand for energy is growing. Offshore drilling provides 30% of the nation's oil production and 13% of its natural gas. This domestic energy is vital to every sector of our economy and every American family. This activity also supports tens of thousands of jobs in the Gulf region alone. Producing domestic oil and natural gas is our job. Producing it safely is our public commitment. For updates, visit energytomorrow.org. This message brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
News Radio 610 WIOD presents Dining Deals, where you can log on to WIOD.com and purchase gift certificates to great local restaurants at half price. This week's WIOD Dining Deal is Quarter Deck Restaurant. Quarter Deck offers a different $9.99 dinner special every day of the week, including items like a full rack of ribs, New York strip, prime rib, and more. Enjoy Quarter Deck's daily happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, and again at 9 p.m. to close every day. Log on to WIOD.com Tuesday at 9 a.m., click on Dining Deals, and purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610. If you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can email the show at condocraze@wiod.com. Let's get right back to the phones. It's John in Boca. Hi, John. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors of a condo organization here in Boca. We have two or three units that haven't paid maintenance in like 2 or 3 years. My question is, can we cut off their cable TV, being as the association is paying for it?
Okay. Good question, John, because we've been asked about this a bunch of times now. Now, the new statute says that you can't cut off utility services provided to the unit. So the question is cable TV considered a utility service provided to the unit? I can tell you that I've spoke to Representative Robina about that and what he believes the legislature's intent was. And he's under the impression that cable would, in fact, be considered a utility service and therefore cannot get cut off.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
Bye.
Thanks, John.
Interesting. I know some firms have taken perhaps an opposite approach, but
it's going to be interesting because it'll be litigated.
Right. But, you know,
I guess my bigger question is, why does he have two units that have not paid assessments for two or three years?
Exactly.
Yeah,
what
right?
is going on at that condo?
Something.
Yeah, what's being done to collect those monies? All right, interesting and somewhat disturbing story on CNN a few days ago, which reported that the mortgage meltdown is hitting African Americans and Latino communities harder than white communities. And of borrowers who took out mortgages between 2005 and 2008, some 8% of both African American and Latino borrowers have lost their home to foreclosure, compared to only 4% of whites.
And it actually gets worse for the minorities, Eric. The study showed that African American and Latino borrowers were about 30% more likely to get higher risk, you know, the subprime loans than the white borrowers were with similar risk characteristics. It's just, it's different.
Why is such a great disparity? I don't get it.
Well, according to the Center for Responsible Lending, it's that minorities, again, like you said, Christy, they were actually marketed riskier, higher-cost loans that became unaffordable during the mortgage and economic crisis. In the simplest of terms, minorities were simply given loans that were more likely to fail in the first place.
You know? They were actually marketing them specifically?
Yeah, exactly, targeting them, at least according to this specific study.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's like when you go to lease a car, the people that can at least afford the car are given the worst deal.
Right, all the
you
time.
Know? And obviously, you get the best deal and the lowest interest rate if you have. It's like the old thing: you can't have credit unless you can't get credit unless you have credit.
Right, exactly.
You know, I can tell you firsthand because I hadn't had a car loan or anything for about 16 years because I'd paid cash for my last two vehicles. When I went to get a loan for my new truck, they looked at me and they said, "Jerry, you're a ghost."
Really?
You don't exist.
Right. But I guess it's a good thing that you don't exist because then you don't have anybody stealing your identity. So
well, yeah,
that's
true.
Also a good thing.
True, but they, you know, they said, you know, except for a few credit cards, you don't exist.
Right. Well,
so they had a hard time getting me a decent loan.
Well, the banks are going to tell you that they got to be careful in loaning the poor people money, and they actually protect themselves by charging the poor more interest. But it's funny, I don't remember the poor people charging the banks interest when the tax dollars of the poor were being used to bail out the banks.
Yeah, they own the banks as much as we do.
Yeah, right. Seems a little one-sided to me. But again, love to hear the thoughts from our callers today regarding this topic. Does anybody out there believe that minorities were in fact targeted or taken advantage of? Give us a call, 866-610-NEWS. Next story. Although not my favorite newspaper, let's move on to an interesting article last week in the New York Times. According to the New York Times, a growing number of people in foreclosure are simply allowing their home to go into default, and they're not doing a damn thing about it, choosing instead to simply save their money each month. And why not, when in the U.S. the average borrower in foreclosure has been delinquent for 438 days before actually being evicted.
I know, the truth is you can actually pocket that money each month you're going to spend on a mortgage, no forms fill out, you know, begging for that loan modification if your house is already underwater, and the bank's in no rush to take back the home. I personally know a couple people that have done this, and they saved up, you know, $60,000 over 2 years and actually went and bought a condo right around the corner.
Yeah.
From the one that they're losing because, you know, they were $200,000 underwater. They'd rather buy another one for $60,000 cash and walk away.
It's, why throw money into a sinking ship
exactly.
is the thought of a lot of people out there. But ironically, the article goes and cites statistics regarding our friends listening on WHNZ, Winds 1250, and says that in Pinellas and Pascal counties, which includes St. Petersburg and the suburbs to the north, there are 34,000 open foreclosure cases, according to J. Thomas McGrady, who's the chief judge of the Pinellas-Pasco Circuit Court, whereas 10 years ago, the average was only 4,000. You imagine going from the average of 4,000 foreclosure cases to now 34,000, you know, on a 900% increase.
All I know is hopefully they don't start the same idea that Broward County has started this week with the group foreclosures where you all go through one judge. If you're mortgage, condo, commercial, anything, it is the worst experience I've ever had.
He's going nuts. He's actually quoted as saying in the article that the volume is simply killing them up there. And the volume is killing the courts because in Florida, we said before, the average nationwide, the average is 438 days for a home to be in foreclosure. Well, in Florida, it's actually 518 days that the typical home is in foreclosure. And did the legislature do one thing to help reduce this ridiculous 518-day number? Not one. Of course not.
Yeah, but now at least I can flip the switch on the guy that's running on the treadmill to stop him from using it.
Yeah, right. That's what we got. We can kick people out of the gym now. Well said. But you got to admit, the new laws might prevent condo lawyers from getting foreclosed on in their own homes. You know, you got to admit that. There's one plus, right? All right. Well, Times reports that these strategic defaults are on the rise. A few days later, the Daily Business Review down here reports that Fannie Mae said that it's going to ban homeowners who engage in strategic default from getting new loans for at least 7 years. So there actually may be a downside. You got to weigh the potential negative effect on your credit report and your ability to perhaps get a mortgage later on down the road with maybe feeding you and your kids and throwing money each month into a property that loses value each month. But that's why most people are choosing option.
You know, and this just snowballs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all these people that are losing their condos, who's footing the bill for the dues?
Yeah,
you know,
the other condo owners. Always, right.
So their stuff is going up. You know, I mean, how many of these? And it would seem to me that it would happen more often in the upper scale, you know, buildings. You know, the more expensive buildings this is being hit. I mean, drive down by the beach, Fort Lauderdale Beach, and how many of those places are empty?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I'm sure Christy can certainly tell us that the ones that got hit the hardest, certainly the ones that have been built within the last 3 years, no question about it. So many were bought simply based on investments and thinking that people are going to flip it and make all kinds of crazy money. Didn't happen. Those are the ones that are in foreclosure, and the ones that really got hurt are the people that chose to buy there and live there.
But it doesn't stop them from building another empty building right next to it.
I just wonder how they're going to prove it. That's my biggest thing.
My dad came up with a good theory. If they filled up every condo that was already built, not the ones that are being planned, but the ones that are already built, you would not be able to drive anywhere in Broward County.
That's true. Hey, a lot of us New Yorkers moved down here thinking that there was a simpler, easier way of life.
Yeah, we noticed.
You got a problem with me being here? So
I've got such a problem being with you here that we're going to talk about it off the air right after we go to the news. It's Condo Craze and HOAs. If you're on hold, we'll be right back right after the news. Condo Craze and HOAs.
You don't need to be able to read between the lines to see what's coming here.
Rush to the truth.
With Obama, there's not one thing going right. Not one.
With America's anchorman, Rush Limbaugh. Monday at noon on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Randy Lance. Here's some of the stories we're following. South Florida businesses gearing up for an economic boost on the heels of the LeBron Heat deal. We'll have the details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. Construction will slow you down in Broward County. Turnpike extension southbound at the entrance ramp from Red Road. Also, a vehicle fire, or actually the remnants of such, 75 northbound ramp from Oil Palm. Watch for that. And in Miami-Dade County, the 112 eastbound after Okeechobee, a left lane is blocked there. Your next traffic update is at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Hot temps return to Miami again today, but rain chances stay minimal at best. Partly sunny today, high near 94, and if we see a pop-up late-day shower storm, that would be a good thing. It might cool us down just a bit. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
92 degrees in Weston, 91 in Hialeah. It's 12:31. LeBron James doesn't just bring a potential championship with him to Miami. He's also bringing excitement and star power. Sports marketing exec Robert Tuchman says this dream team is unprecedented, and he says each game will be more about watching great basketball. It'll be an event.
You put LeBron James, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh on the court together, and every single home game is going to be an event of a certain magnitude.
He says stars from all around the country will be flying to Miami now to see a Heat game. BP says all is going according to plan as it replaces a leaking cap from its blown-out Gulf oil well. The company says its goal is to have the new, tighter cap in place by tomorrow, but right now, the old cap is off and the oil is flowing unrestricted. A teenage U.S. fugitive known as the Barefoot Bandit is cooling his heels today in police custody in the Bahamas. A police official says 19-year-old Colton Harris Moore was arrested this morning on a northern island. He allegedly crash-landed a stolen plane on Great Abaco a week ago. He escaped from a Washington State halfway house back in 2008. Well, hot on the heels of Governor Chris' announcement to call a special session to ban oil drilling in Florida waters, there's support from local protesters who want clean energy solutions. Andrea Cassaro with environmental group One Sky says they'll be rallying for change this afternoon in Miami Beach. President Obama this week called on Congress to expand a clean energy tax credit. He says a $5 billion increase in clean energy manufacturing tax credits could generate nearly 40,000 jobs. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Benefits to people with Medicare. If you're enrolled in a Medicare prescription drug plan and enter the donut hole this year, you will receive a one-time tax-free $250 rebate if you are not already receiving Medicare Extra Help. After you reach the donut hole, your check will be mailed to the same address Medicare uses to send you information. No need to do anything special, and no need to give anyone your personal Medicare information if they call you. If you have any questions, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Brought to you by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News Radio 610 WIOD, where your morning information happens at the speed of news.
The governor makes his bid for U.S. Senate as an independent official.
Senator Bill Nelson thinks BP should be on the hook, but BP blames Transocean, and Transocean points the finger at Halliburton.
Miami cops releasing new surveillance video and have reenacted the crime in the hopes that it will spark someone's memory of that night on March 28th.
Wake up to South Florida's first news and Jimmy Cefalo. Mornings 5:45 till 10 on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Why can't we be friends?
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. Star 610 if you're an AT&T Wireless customer. We make it very easy for you. Or you can email the show, as some of you already have, at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're here each and every Sunday between noon and 1 answering all your association problems, trying to solve them for you, just trying to help.
Just trying.
Because that's what we do. I think we stirred the pot a little bit with the ethnic report that you were quoting there, because the phones lit up, my email just went off the charts, so let's get right to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we grab a phone call, if you don't mind, we got a great email from Jan Bergman from Cyber Citizens for Justice, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and interesting, he writes in, they targeted groups that they figured are easy to sell the risky loans to. They did the same thing with condo conversions. They sold the poor renters condos they could never afford and in old buildings, some paint to make it look better and cover up the construction problems. Take care, Jan.
I saw that happen a lot in Fort Lauderdale.
Boy, I cannot.
I'm not going to name any complexes, right, but I could name one right off the top of my head where it was going to be like $500 down.
Right, exactly.
And you could own the place.
And if it's the one that I'm thinking you're talking about, they actually had, if anybody saw it in the Sun Sentinel, the biggest deal in Fort Lauderdale for the bulk buyer,
$64 million
for buying a whole bunch
units,
of condos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow.
So, yeah, somebody came in, and the new bulk provider provision actually allowed them to do that without taking on the additional rent.
Right. No question it's going to possibly create sales. But, again, our problem with the bill was the fact that it allowed the developer just now in this 64 sale case, there's no money put aside for these people that actually live there to go after the developer should there be construction defects. And, obviously, as Jan just said, all these condo conversions contain plenty.
If the developer still lives in this country.
Of course. Right, go find them. Right.
Tahiti is nice this time of year, I hear. Let's talk to Raquel on line one from Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Raquel. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
How are you? Good afternoon.
How are you?
I tend to agree with what you say to a point. What happens was that ethnic people were selling to their own ethnic friends those kind of deals.
Okay.
I've seen it. The thing is, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
The other thing is that a lot of people were made to own homes that have no idea what the responsibility of a homeowners are.
Now, when you say we're made to own homes, what does that mean? I mean, nobody had a gun pointed to their head saying, buy this home.
No, nobody had a gun, but there were like induced or coerced into buy this home like you were telling. Just put $500 down, which is less than you go and rent a place with first class and security.
Right.
They were lured, maybe. Nobody put a gun to anybody.
Right. And did you think a lot of these people that were lured did so and bought these units with the intent to live in them, or did they, like everybody else, buy them with $500 down thinking that they could flip them in 6 months or a year for double the profit?
Those were the ones that wanted to live there. The flippers thought that the watermelon will stay ripe and juicy and sweet forever.
Right.
Well, that was not the case.
Right. Well, great call, Raquel. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's also go to Fort Lauderdale and talk to Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yeah, good morning or afternoon. I really don't understand how, it's the politicians that's requiring people to take requiring banks and loan companies to take and lend to people that everybody knew up front were not going to be able to do it. They didn't have the resources to do it. And then it's a surprise that the loans go bad.
No, I agree with you. Unquestionably, I said many times on the show, and again, Christy will tell you, we had closings in the office, people that would come in and they were approved, pre-approved, well in advance to buy, $400,000 units, $500,000 units. And people, quite frankly, their income didn't even come close to supporting the ability to upkeep their unit. And you would just, as you're doing the closing, you know that this is never going to work out. This is going to fail. And, yeah, the bank's lending standards at some point became absolutely ridiculous. And loans, no question about it, were given to people that you knew going in were simply never going to be able to keep the loan payments up should they not be able to flip it within a few months of time. I mean, anybody could have seen it.
Okay, yeah, that's one segment of the home buying public. But we're talking about people that are just looking for a place to live.
And again, those are the ones we feel bad for. The ones that actually bought in, even in, especially in the newer communities, and even in condo conversions. People bought in, a lot of them, with the intent of living there. And unfortunately, with all those types of projects, half to three quarters bought in with the intent of flipping and not living there. So when the market went bad, people didn't pay their assessments because it didn't matter. They weren't going to lose the home they actually live in. They were only going to lose their investment.
Yeah, obviously. The banks made some money, but it was all the Wall Street people that took and bundled these things, and they knew the bomb wasn't going to go off for at least 6 months, a year down the line, and everybody kept their mouth shut.
Right.
Shut up, take the money, and don't make waves.
Everybody tried to get in while the getting was good, but it couldn't last forever. But thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it.
And
thanks.
Eric, it's
okay,
actually...
Just remember who ultimately pays. Everybody.
No question.
You bailed out Wall Street. I got a problem with my own. I took and I refinanced my house. I'm underwater in the house. I'm making my payments. I haven't missed a payment or anything like that. But now, I've got a 6.5% loan.
Hey, Joe, question for you. You're an old timer, if you don't mind me saying. Do you you feel you have a moral obligation to keep making those payments?
Do I have a moral? My wife feels I do.
In other words, you made a deal. You're going to stick to the deal. Period.
Let me say this. Now, I'm making the payments, and I'm living in the same property. But I try to take in and get my rate down, to these low interest rates. And what do? They say, well, your property doesn't warrant, it's not appraised that for enough to take and get the loan. So schmuck, you can make your payments at $1,700 a month.
Right.
But we can't take in and give you a lower rate.
Or what's worse is because you're a good guy, because you think there's a moral obligation to repay your mortgage, because you're making your payments on time, they won't talk to you. They won't help you out. You actually got a default first. That's the silliness of what's going on too. But Joe, again, thanks for the call.
I hope they change that part too. Right. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Let's go to Coral Springs and talk to Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good afternoon. Enjoy your show. The situation I wanted to ask a question of, we have a condominium up in Fort Pierce. It's out on South Hutchinson Island. Some of the units, very few, had some water intrusion issues when there was a subtropical or tropical event a few years ago. The developer, who is very reputable, has offered to come in and inspect all of the air conditioning systems and make sure that they meet the Linux specification. Our board has refused to allow the developer access to the property under the premise that the remedy is not sufficient. Now, we have a sister community, identical units with a different association that has allowed the developer to come in and remedy everything. Most of our units don't have mine, for example, has no water intrusion issues. I have signed the document and saying the developer, if you want to come in and do this for free for me.
Dave, let me ask you a question first. Yeah. When was turnover of this community?
Oh, 2005. So
2005. Has there been a lawsuit filed against the developer?
No. Our board has continually tried to hire people to come up with deficiencies and get the developer to do certain things, like put a fountain into one of the lakes on the community, for example. But in the interim period, in the 5 years, the developer has come in and reinforced all the ceiling fan mounts at no cost to anybody. They've reinforced the kitchen cabinets. There were some deficiencies in some of the units that came in and reinforced those.
Dave, let me cut you off. Ceiling fan mounts and reinforcing kitchen cabinets, that's minuscule, petty stuff, quite frankly.
Right, but they've done it, and we didn't request it. They just said, "Hey, we'll come in and do this for you."
Listen, I don't know this developer, but perhaps as a means of keeping you guys at bay, so that you did exactly, you actually fell into their trap. What you didn't do within the 3 year period subsequent to turnover is go out, hire an engineer to inspect the property, find out what all the construction defects are, and then place the developer on notice of your claim under Florida Statute 558.
Yeah,
that's what should have been done, because you guys might be sitting there with hundreds of thousands of dollars in potential damages against the developer, but he bought you off with some kitchen mounts for some cabinets.
I would opine that based on 5 years of ownership, that there are no real material construction deficiencies at all.
Except for the leaking roofs that you told us.
No, there's no leaking roofs. There were some ground floor units facing the Atlantic Ocean that in a strong east wind got some water in the air conditioning intake. That was it.
Okay, and what happened to the insurance proceeds that the association collected when under developer control? Where'd that go?
This was turned over so long ago, I couldn't answer the question.
Okay, to make long story short, we encourage every association when they're going through turnover, absolutely must go out and get competent counsel, must go out and hire structural engineer or an engineering firm to go out and do a walkover of the property, do a once-over, find out exactly what the defects are, and put the developer on notice of your potential claims. And if they don't follow through, you may wind up needing to file a lawsuit against that developer to fix it right. Okay? But, Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
You know, it seems that they would, on the other hand, that they would want the guy to come in, because if that's the only problem, the AC intake is getting water intrusion during, you know, a strong onshore wind or rain, then why don't they let him in to remedy that problem?
They have nothing to lose by letting him in at this point.
No, absolutely
not. The developer
not.
Owes them zero. The statute of limitations long ago expired.
Did it?
Yeah. The developer has to make these repairs within 3 years of subsequent to turnover. So they have to be notified of the potential claims. If they're not, sorry, the statute of limitations is blown.
You've still got a few months to file any claims for damages from
Against your insurance company. Different. Yeah, good point. There's a different statute of limitations as to your insurance company as from the developer. Two totally different statutes of limitations.
Right.
So be careful.
So if you haven't filed your claims against Wilma yet,
right, against your carrier,
for Wilma,
right,
then you have until October 24th,
That's
period.
Exactly right.
But not to just file, but to have it in place.
Exactly. In court.
In court, because it's going to take a while to get this done. So TikTok people.
Good point, Jerry.
We'll take a break and we'll come back and wrap it up on Condo Craze and HOAs. Call us 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. Get you right through to Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer and Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Joel Klein catches a 7 o'clock train after his evening CPR class at the American Red Cross.
Ron Garrity's on the same train. He's had a rough day and doesn't feel like himself. Until he feels the sudden tightness in his chest, Ron never thought he'd actually have a heart attack.
Until Joel is administering CPR, he never thought he'd actually save a life.
When you train with the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
The recession may tempt people to put disability insurance on the back burner. Life Foundation spokesman Anthony Domino explains why that might be a bad idea.
People need an insurance safety net now more than ever, particularly with their savings and investments affected by the economic crisis. A disability, either short-term or long-term, is perhaps a greater threat than you losing your job.
If you and your family depend on a paycheck, protect that income. Talk to your employer or an insurance professional. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is it a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
During your daily commute, do you exhibit any of these signs? Excessive horn usage.
Hey, what? You can't hear it? You want some more? Here you go.
Extreme sign language.
Yeah, how do you like that? You know what that means.
Or temporary Tourette syndrome. If so, you might be living with RR, or road rage alcoholism. Take action now with News Radio 610 WIOD, South Florida's only 24-hour traffic source. Your path to recovery.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610. If you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can email us anytime, even during the week, condocraze@wiod.com, because we just can't sit here in the studio and wait for you all week. We've set up an email just especially for you. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Let's get back to the phones. It's Bill in Seminole, Florida. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It's probably a little bit late for us to do anything, but we downsized our home back in 1999 and went from a homeowner to a condo association. And we bought the place, two-bedroom. We started to have water problems back in 1999 to 2000, and they repaired them, started to repair them, and then we had severe leaks in, went before the association, and they patched them and continued to patch them, and we had all the experts that could possibly be gotten as far as roofing, and mold, mildew. In 2003, both my wife and I were told that we had to get out of our home because of mold and mildew. And it went to the point for where we were suing the association, and their insurance company kept procrastinating. We went through mediations. We were paying our maintenance fee up until a year ago of almost $700, and they would just completely ignore the repairs. The house is still empty. We're waiting for foreclosure. We're waiting to hear from the insurance on foreclosure.
Did you and your wife file suit against the association?
Yes, we did.
And the result of that, or is that still pending?
Beg your pardon?
Is that still pending?
No. It was done with the finality was a year ago in April, when our attorneys lost the case. And we didn't have any more money to follow through. We'd been paying for outside living, plus our condominium expenses and maintenance fees and monthly banking. And we lost it, so we stopped paying our maintenance fees back then. And we've also just failed to pay our payments.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this. I mean, I'm assuming that the attorneys lost the case because the association was able to prove that it was at least trying to make the necessary repairs and they weren't negligent. Is that basically what the court found?
Well, I honestly believe that the jurors really weren't weren't really interested in whether we lost it or not. From my taking, okay. We had a good legal firm. We're up in the six figures for a little over a year in amount of money that we paid to have them represent us.
Right. Well, again, we spoke about on the show many times before the Florida Business Judgment Rule, and basically boards are protected from decisions that they make in regards to repairs, how to make those repairs. However, I can tell you I've represented a bunch of unit owners in the past, and we've been successful litigating against associations. If you're able to show, for example, that the associations were using unlicensed and unqualified personnel to make repairs, if you can prove that the association was instructed over and over and over again by experts not to make repairs to the roof anymore because you can't make any repairs, it's time to put on a new roof.
This was part of the whole association. My insurance company paid some for our living expense and our storage for 7 years.
Right.
And it was a new roof that had to be put in. They were told by a roofing expert that our insurance would not cover us if we moved back into that condo.
Right.
And even after the court, we went to court, the water was still coming in, and if you walked into the condo today, you'd see the floors are even lifting up where the water was coming in.
Yeah.
We proved everything, and it didn't even matter.
I gotcha. Again, don't know the specific facts of your case, but another situation, unfortunately, where it seems like the law firms did okay, you know, both representing you and defending the association, but you try to downsize.
For the lawyer that won the case.
Yeah, you downsize, you try to make life simpler and look at the catastrophe that you ran into.
Is it too late for us to do anything with some other issues on it?
Well, give me a call in the office. We can talk about it. The number is 877, the number 4, Condo Craze, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it. I don't know if the it seems certainly that the time to file an appeal has now long expired, but let's talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? All right, thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
That's a tough story.
Yeah, right? He was trying to do the right thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
No good deed ever goes unpunished in this world. And sorry, but the lawyers walked away with a pocket full of money.
Yeah, again, we've had situations many, many times in the past where clients have come to us and said, hey, it's raining in my unit for the last year, 2, 3 years.
It's snowing.
Right? What do we do? And if you do some digging and if you do some investigation and you find that the association keeps ignoring recommendations of its own experts to, like, again, stop making repairs to this roof. It's 30 years old. Replace it.
Right.
It can't be fixed anymore. Stop using a Band-Aid approach. And they don't listen, and the leaks continue, and people suffer, you know, water leaks, and they suffer actually physical illnesses.
You know, when they stop doing that, duct tape stock goes
way down. Right, exactly. But, yeah, we've been very, very successful in handling those types of cases on behalf of unit owners.
But, Eric, an important point about that, if you think about it, I'm going to play devil's advocate here and play the other side of it, is that if you do need a new roof, you can realize a lot of the associations, especially in South Florida and on the West Coast, have not had reserves in the last few years trying to keep the cost down.
Yeah, well.
So where do you get that roofing money?
You got to pass a special assessment. Money really can't be the deciding factor. If it's raining in somebody's unit, you have to fix the leak.
But do you realize, again, that goes back to what Jerry was saying earlier, the downward spiral, because that's going to kick 3 or 4 more people out of the home.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess they call it. Round and round we go.
Yeah.
But since we're almost out of time, just real quick, wanted to tell everyone that next week's guest is Maida Genzer. And Ms. Genzer is the president of Citizens for Pets in Condos. And obviously that's a group who's dedicated to making the laws certainly more lenient and allowing pets into condominium associations and doing all they can, quite frankly, to get rid of any rules that prohibit pets from being in condominiums. And I can tell you this. Pets are probably the most heavily litigated issue in Florida regarding any condominium issue of any kind, you know, whether it be the prescription pets, doctor's notes, things of that nature, the most heavily litigated issue. So, again, call in next week. Should be a real hot topic. A lot of pet owners down here.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Maybe it'll clear up a lot of the questions that we've had, because a lot of the calls we've had on the show historically have had to do with pets. So we look forward to that. That's all the time we have for today. We will be back next Sunday at noon with Condo Craze and HOAs.
The talk you want, the news you need. News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. Miami has its dream team. Now South Florida businesses, especially downtown Miami, prepare for the economic boost. We'll have the details coming up. But first, let's check in with Donna Rapato in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Randy, in South Miami-Dade, some road work could slow you down on the Donchel Expressway southbound at Killian Parkway. The left lane is closed. On northbound, the SunPass lane is closed at the toll plaza just over.